KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a sunny sky. It's 58 degrees here in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, you may have heard Jim mention during his Heartbeat Today program all the activities or some of the activities going on this Memorial Day 2017. Again, a reminder, the Atlantic Memorial Day service will be held at the Atlantic Memorial Cemetery beginning at 10 o'clock. Local high school band, local scouts and veterans involved in the ceremony. Featured speaker for today's event is Naval Reserve Commander Chaplain Michael Moreno of Norfolk, Nebraska. And the ceremony will be broadcast on KJAN, AM and FM, and the TV link under our community hub on the website at KJAN.com. Also, the Griswold Memorial Day service will be held at the Griswold Cemetery at 10:30. Speaker is Mick Gatow of the Trainer State Bank. They also plan a flyover, a bagpiper, and Jenny Tritz will perform. Legion will be serving lunch following the service. The Walnut American Legion invites you to help honor the veterans of Walnut today at 9 o'clock at the Legion Hall. The Legion will be honoring five Legion members with certificates for 70, 60, and 50 years of continuous membership. Following that ceremony, Legion members will hold their Memorial Day services at the Layton Township Cemetery beginning at 10 o'clock, followed by the Catholic Cemetery at 10:30, and finally the City Park at 10:45. Shelby Memorial Day services will be held at 9:45 this morning at the Shelby Cemetery. The Shelby American Legion and American Legion Auxiliary, AHST Junior High School band students, Boy Scouts and Girl Scout troops, and others wishing to participate are asked to meet at the gate of the Shelby Cemetery at 9:45. Up in Audubon, Memorial Day services will be held at the Arlington Heights Cemetery at 10:30. And in Neola, they will be held at 11 o'clock at the Neola Cemetery with the Neola American Legion hosting the event. St. Patrick's Catholic Church will hold an outdoor mass prior to the service at 10 o'clock this morning. There will be an Avenue of the Flags where the flags will line both sides of the road at the cemetery. Also, the Grant United Methodist Church will hold its annual Memorial Day dinner from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a free will offering. All the money raised by the dinner supports the Grant United Methodist women and their work for mission projects at the Grant Church. And the dinner follows at 11 a.m. memorial service at the Grant Cemetery. You can join the Lewis Town and Country Boosters and the Pancake Man today until 10:30 this morning at the Lewis Community Center. They'll be serving pancakes and sausages, coffee, juice, and coffee for a free will donation. The Xyra Lions Memorial Day breakfast at the Lions Community Center today from now until 1 o'clock this afternoon, serving waffles, sausage, biscuits and gravy, French toast, juice and coffee for your free will offering. They'll also be serving lunch today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. of a hot sandwich with chips and drink for $6. And finally, the Anita Congregational United Church of Christ annual Memorial Day dinner will be held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Dinner features ham balls, gourmet potatoes, corn, green beans, fruit salad and more for $8 for adults, $4 for children 12 and under. The public is invited to attend that. If you missed any of that or you want to get more specific information, you can check out our webpage, kjan.com, and go to the Daily Diary and scroll on down for all those services that I just mentioned to you. The Creston Police Department reports five weekend arrests. Early this morning, 37-year-old Julianne Marquise Edsel of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for felony unauthorized use of a credit card. Edsel was being held at the Ringgold County Jail on $5,000 bond. On Sunday, 24-year-old Trevor James Perrigo of Clive was arrested for OWI first offense and three counts of possession of a concealed weapon. Perrigo was later released on $2,000 bond. Saturday, 45-year-old Anita Ruth Michael of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for failure to appear in court on a child support matter. She was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on a $240 bond. Also arrested Saturday was 31-year-old Joshua David Coulter of Creston, who was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for felony forgery and theft in the fifth degree, an aggravated misdemeanor. He was being held at the Union County Jail on a $5,000 bond. Last Friday, Melissa Shin of Creston was arrested for driving while barred. She was later released on $2,000 bond. The Creston Police Department says three people reported incidents of theft on Sunday. A Norfolk, Nebraska resident told police a license plate was taken from his 2009 Toyota Yaris while it was parked at the Creston Family Restaurant on May the 28th. A resident of the 800 block of North Sycamore Street in Creston reported that sometime between 8 p.m. Saturday and 10 a.m. Sunday, someone stole a Milwaukee brand hacksaw and a Hitachi 18-volt drill set. The loss was estimated at $175. And a resident of the 900 block of North Lincoln Street in Creston reported that sometime between 9 p.m. Saturday and 7 a.m. Sunday, someone stole his maroon 1996 Buick Regal Custom 2-door from his driveway. The vehicle was later located at an undisclosed location. Shenandoah Police Saturday released a report on arrests over the past week. On Saturday, May 27th, 20-year-old Amy Hummel of Shenandoah was arrested for domestic abuse assault first offense following a domestic disturbance at a residence in the 900 block of West Valley Avenue. Hummel was brought to the Page County Jail and held without bond pending an appearance before a magistrate. Also arrested Saturday was 46-year-old Donald Olson of Essex for public intoxication following a disturbance at a local bar. Olson later posted a $300 bond and was released. On Friday, 21-year-old Jared Comstock of Shenandoah and a juvenile female were arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Also taken into custody was Kinsey Studi of Shenandoah for possession of drug paraphernalia. Comstock posted bond and was released with a court date. The juvenile was cited into juvenile court and released to an adult. Studi was cited into court and then released. Their arrests followed an investigation into a suspicious vehicle parked with its lights off on Argus Road near the entrance to Wabash Trace. After making contact with the occupants of the vehicle, the canine Argo was deployed. Also arrested Friday was Wendy Gray, who was wanted on a warrant out of Page County. She later posted a $300 bond and was given a date to appear in court. On Thursday, Shenandoah police arrested on a Page County warrant Scott Head. He also later posted a bond and was released with a court date. And at around 10 p.m. last Wednesday, Shenandoah police were dispatched to 6th and Elm for a reported fight in progress. Upon further investigation, 29-year-old Tiffany Marie Wood of Shenandoah was arrested for assault causing bodily injury. She posted a $1,000 bond and was given a date for her initial court appearance. Well, in just a few days, on June 1st, in fact, it will become legal in Iowa for vendors with a permanent structure to sell fireworks that are more than just the traditional sparklers, snakes, and caps. Vendors with temporary structures, such as tents, may sell their wares in Iowa beginning June 13th. In both cases, the sales are permitted through July the 8th. Sales will also be permitted December 10th through January 3rd in advance of the New Year's celebrations. Now, cities may ban fireworks or limit their use, but they cannot ban the sale of those devices. Fireworks cannot be purchased by anyone under the age of 18. The bill allowing the sales was signed by Governor Branstad, and it was opposed by the Iowa Firefighters Association, Iowa Nurses Association, and others over fears that injuries would dramatically increase. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, fireworks were involved in an estimated 10,500 injuries treated in U.S. hospital emergency rooms during 2014. Now, the American Pyrotechnics Association, or APA, is the voice of the fireworks industry and promotes safety when using legal fireworks. Jeffrey Wichman from Corning is a professional pyrotechnician who's been shooting fireworks for a company out of Yarmouth, Iowa, since 1993. Wichman says there are many ways that you and your family can celebrate safely. First is to keep fireworks away from buildings and people.
One of the key safety points that I tell everybody is that you need to be at least 175 feet away from a structure or the spectators that are watching your fireworks to safely discharge them. Even though they are just consumer fireworks, they are extremely powerful and can be very, very dangerous.
Wichman says there are two different classifications of fireworks with serious consequences for using the wrong kind.
You have the 1.4G, or what we call consumer fireworks, which is what is now legal in the state of Iowa. And then we have the 1.3G, or professional-grade fireworks. Those are the fireworks that I shoot off on the regular basis for G&M displays. And those are not available to the general public, and there's a lot of misinformation with that. You cannot buy cherry bombs. You cannot buy salutes. Those are strictly for professionals. And if you get caught with such fireworks, to be in possession of illegal fireworks like that, those are federal charges.
The consequences for using 1.3G fireworks will most likely result in prison time and a hefty fine, according to Wichman. The consequences for mishandling any fireworks device can be even higher, like the loss of your finger or even your sight.
There are several different types of fireworks. You've got multi-shot devices, or what they refer to as cakes. It's basically a box. You sit on the ground, you light it, and it's got multiple shots. The thing I tell people with those is practice the ABCs. Always brace cakes. Secure the cake to the ground so it can't tip over. Drive a piece of rebar in it, put sandbags around it, or put it in a wooden box, or if it does tip over, it isn't going to be shooting at you. If it does malfunction, get away from it. Let it finish doing its thing, then go up and douse it with water.
He said if you light a firework and it's a dud, don't approach it and don't try to relight it. Let it sit for as much as 20 minutes, then douse it with water and dispose of safely. An ABC-type fire extinguisher that uses dry chemicals won't work. Also, don't dispose of fireworks, used or unused, by throwing them in a lake or stream because they contain chemicals that can poison the water and kill the fish. Wichman offers some other safety tips for lighting fireworks.
Read the directions on the box, on the packaging. The other key tip that I always tell people when lighting off fireworks, never lean over the firework. Light it at arm's length. Don't put any part of your body over that firework that you're not willing to lose.
And wear natural fiber clothing when handling fireworks. A sparkler, according to Wichman, burns at around 1,250 degrees. An artillery shell star fireworks falling from the sky can burn up to 3,000 degrees. You can find more safety tips at http://americanpyro.com or on Facebook by searching for High Flying Colors Pyrotechnics. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair. Located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic, I'm Rick Hansen reporting.